The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is 7:06 in the morning here on the 24th of December. It is getting to be Turkey Week. Bob, give me some turkey gobbles.
My turkey gobble is only slightly better than my Irish accent. Thank you very much.
Well, give me an Irish accent and turkey gobble. See how good you are. Come on, just one.
Oh, I'm good, but I'm not that good.
Come on.
Good morning.
Good morning. There you go. 605-4567. Can you make the chewy sound?
I can do a great shadow puppet, though.
Well, that helps here on radio. Good morning, everybody. We're streaming at KCNR1460.com. Though I see it's just a little bit early for people. It's Tuesday. It's 7:07 in the morning. And what's the weather look like, Bob?
Well, looking at the radar, we've got bands of showers moving across Redding and Anderson down to about Red Bluff coming out of the southwest. Snow in the higher elevations right now. The rain in the valley will end this morning. Breaks of sun in the afternoon. The high will be about 52 degrees. Overnight low, a few clouds. We see some sunshine on Wednesday and for Thanksgiving Day. Then by the time we head into the weekend, more showers forecast for Sunday night. Right now in Reading, we are at about 50 degrees, and this report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Well, our customers are warm friends, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts and gives discounts to seniors.
Yeah,
I know, seniors and veterans. Give them a call, 365-379-FEE. You know, a veteran-owned business that hires veterans and has received awards for it. Shasta Gas Propane has all types of different programs to pay, too. Things maybe get a little bit tight. You just need to talk to Chuck Kenny and see what's going on with that. And how he can help you all, okay? It's a great little business right here in town, expanding all the time, too. Okay, good morning. Hey, the State Department has issued warnings, travel warnings, for all over the world. So, it says worldwide because of ISIS and what's going on. Paris found an explosive vest with the explosives and the ball bearings that are around it. You know, they're surrounded, they're made with ball bearings, so that if you're in a 30-yard radius, you are just plan on having ball bearings for Thanksgiving
dinner.
Yeah,
it's like shotguns firing in every direction. Yeah.
Nice. It's interesting when you see things like that. They found it in a trash can that had no detonator in Paris. In Brussels. Brussels is put down. I mean, they've arrested 16 people. At least they shut down schools, subways, businesses. They are saying they are really, really taking this seriously. They're saying they've got the highest threat they've ever been in.
So, funny how it takes a little thing like mass murders to get the EU to actually get off its collective butt and do something.
The JV team has obviously become the New England Patriots this year. New England Patriots, of course, are still undefeated. They fought it out with the Buffalo Bills last night. It was not an easy game. They were pulling people off both sides of the scrimmage line. Were getting hurt. Brady's lost, and I think three of his top receivers are gone. But the Gronk is still there.
The Gronk.
Yeah. So here's what New England does. They start running the ball. Where they used to throw all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're running. And they're,
more of a high school sort of thing. High schools run the ball.
Not Shasta. Shasta's playing in the state playoffs here. This Friday, we're going to be covering it down in Chico. They're playing Pleasant Valley down there. That ought to be a great game. And, they've walked all over everybody lately. They've lost one game. I think it might have been to Pleasant Valley. So they're this is for the big kahuna. See if any of them are selected to go down, like Enterprise was, to head down for the big championship, and see how that goes. It'll be interesting. Now, as you know, of course, Enterprise went down there and played this semi-pro team from the Catholic school. You know, the Catholic schools down there. What are the Mary Oaks and these? They recruit from all over. Did you know that they recruit from all over the United States? If you want to go to that school, you know, it's kind of like a boarding school.
Yeah.
People can come in from all over, and they give scholarships.
So they can cherry pick their
It's like,
team.
You know what, it's almost like a college team that, or a college, where people request to come in. Now, not all of them get in, but yet they have this perennial semi-pro team, practically. I shouldn't say that. They're not. They're high school students. But if you look at them on the sidelines, these are some big dudes. And they play at a level higher. No matter how good Enterprise was, Enterprise plays at a high level for, you know, around up here in Northern California. You get down there, they play at a high level, but the guys they're playing with are playing at a level quite, you know, they're like three speeds above. And Enterprise did great. I mean, they fought them. They scored at the end. Albeit, it was kind of a strange score, but it worked. And scored at the end. But our quarterback is probably one of the best up here that we have. And the other difference is, I think, when they graduate from these schools down there, that the bottom line on that is most of those guys go to go to Division I schools if they're going to play football. So, okay. Now with that, there's some starting to be some pushback from the Muslim community on what's been going on. And when I say that, it's pushback in the sense that, hey, you know what? Our mosque will put out messages that say this is not a Muslim faith. These are terrorists. You know, we do not support that. We support the peace and the benevolence of our religion and how we want to assimilate into the American culture. And, you know, but there's been, I think they said 154 incidents. Well, 154 incidents, when you figure how many millions and millions, millions, hundreds of millions of people we have here, is not a lot. However, it's one of those things that if you're one of those 154 incidents, it becomes a big thing. And there's been shootings. There's been, shooting at places. There's been graffiti, you know, slurs, those kind of things that the police are called out on. Unfortunately, nobody's been killed in this. Unfortunately, you have a Muslim, a Muslim family who is assimilated in the United States. They may have been born here and they're Muslim, and yet they're treated as potential terrorists by a lot of people that just don't know them, but they see the way they're dressed, especially the women. Sometimes the women have to even change the way they dress there. When they travel in subways, they don't stand up on the front. You know, on the sidewalk, Bob, they don't stand up in the front because they're afraid somebody may push them in front of the subway train coming in.
Yeah,
I mean, well, frankly, you know, guess what? I don't stand up in the front. Only because there could be, if there's a wacko out there and somebody pushes you and you stand right there in front of the subway, you know, your chances of escaping that aren't real good.
I'm willing to wait to get on the train.
Hey, I'll stay back in that second row. I don't care. Little things like that. Hey, we're going to take a break. Hope everybody's doing well. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends at Shasta Regional Medical Center. 70 years in business, ranked in the top 100 hospitals in the nation for 3 years. Top cardiac unit in the nation. Top 50. I'm sorry, it's rated in the top 50 cardiac units in the nation. Not only that, they treat people well. They've got the turkey trot coming here to help you get, settled for Thanksgiving turkey dinner, as we learned yesterday. Exercise a little bit before dinner. Yeah, that's right. Take a walk, go for a little turkey trot run, have your dinner, walk around some more. Help you get settled. Do all of these things. They're to help so you don't pack on those too many calories on this weekend. Eat lean turkey and try to have, keep your dressing and gravy down to a minimum, and the sweet potatoes and then the mashed potatoes and and the green beans almondine, and let's see what else. Oh, ham, maybe corn, and then, of course, only have taste maybe one of the pies that are there or cakes afterwards. We'll be right back. Carl and Linda Bond, KCNR 1460. 7:16 in the morning, right here on the 24th of November. We'll get into what's closed on Thanksgiving Day when we get back.
Linda Bott here from KCNR.
And Nathan Parmalee from Reading's own Civic Auditorium.
The Reading Civic is bringing the excitement to its newly updated theater. The 2015-2016 season promises to wow you and include a 15% savings option when you purchase tickets to three or more shows.
So start your holiday season with the exquisite artistry of Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker. Enjoy heartfelt Christmas classics with the Oak Ridge Boys Christmas Show and take in the stunning debut of the Civic's very own production of Christmas Carol, A Love Story.
2016 kicks off with the pop culture phenomenon of Flashdance the Musical.
The devilishly funny production of C.S. Lewis's Screwtape Letters.
The wildly theatrical show Blue Man Group. And the fun family experience of Chris Perandi's Stunt Dog Experience.
For tickets and more, visit ReadingCivic.com or the Reading Civic box office.
See you at the show.
She was crying when I first met her. Dawn Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Newly engaged, she had just crashed the vehicle they bought together. It had rolled over an embankment and every panel had to be repaired or replaced. A full paint job was also required. Our estimate was well over $20,000.
Now he won't want to marry me, she cried.
When he arrived, he comforted her and was glad she was safe. On the day of delivery, I learned they were moving out of state immediately. I had inspected the vehicle and test-driven it myself, but a drive over a couple of states, in the mountains and long desert stretches, made me feel uneasy. I was confident in our repair, but what if the unexpected happened? A few days later, he called, and my heart skipped a beat. Hi, Don. Just wanted you to know the car drove perfectly, not even a squeak. It's times like this when I love this business. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
The weather outside is frightful, but the wine over on the west side is delightful. Westside Wine at 1872 Buenaventura is your new hotspot for holiday cheer. Whether you are a wine newbie or you really know your vintages, the wine educators at Westside Wines can help you find that perfect bottle. From beautiful Bordeaux to crisp Chardonnays, their rare boutique finds will surely delight you. Westside Wines wishes you a sparkling Christmas.
Hi, it's Linda Bott
and Molly Kidd. Join us on Thursday night during On the Spot at 6 p.m.
Also on the first Thursday of every month, join Rhonda Ball and James Masada from Enjoy the Magazine. We bring you art, entertainment, food, highlights, and all the stuff going on in the North State.
Don't forget the giveaways, lots of laughs, and great information.
That's On the Spot, Thursdays at 6 p.m.
Here on KCNR 1460.
Brought to you by Dandelion Gift and Apparel, Wind River Resort and Casino, and Crackmaster Windshield and Repair.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and DeBott. Good morning. Are you feeling good out there? This portion of the show is brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. That's right. Ted Leidy and his crew of professionally trained NRA instructors, they're all NRA instructors, provide the most complete CCW training that you could possibly have out there in over seven counties. That's right. He teaches in over seven counties. So you're from Mount Shasta, you can come down, take the class, take it back on up there, and it shows you've been through the concealed carry course, and you can get your permit right up there. And for, hey, you know, for and now that NFI provides guns and ammo, for those who don't have one or have a gun that when they're shooting it, it's obvious that this is one picked out by somebody, not them, and they can't get their hands around the grip and when it explodes. You know, somebody was shooting a 45 long Colt that you had to cock each time.
Oh, single action?
Single action.
A peacemaker.
Oh, my gosh. You know, we...
You know, if you know we, what you're
we changed
doing,
her, we changed her gun out after like the second round because she was just
you know, I think it was eating her hands. She's, you know, a small girl. And so, yeah, I mean, and those things happen. What happens usually is their significant other or some guy at the who wants to sell a gun at a gun store. Oh, yeah, no, you can do this. Oh, this is really easy. Well, no, it's not sometimes. So you got to have it the right fit. So
you got to know what you're doing with that particular
piece. Ted provides guns for you and ammo, and then we'll assist in selecting that right gun for concealed carry. And can I just say one thing about concealed carry and being armed? Can you, as if you're armed and you know what you're doing in the sense that you practice, you know how to hit a target, you know sight alignment, sight picture, you know how to shoot. Is that going to prevent if a terrorist comes in or a crazed person comes into a place and starts shooting, are you guaranteed to be able to take them down? No, of course not. But what you can do, can I say this? And here's something you need to really take home. You can change the odds.
Yeah.
You can change the odds that when you shoot back, when you respond to a threat to people and your family and you, when you produce your pistol and you shoot back, in many of the cases, the person stops and retreats because somebody is shooting at them.
I'm waiting for Gavin Newsom to be in the middle
I can't wait. I'd love to interview him and have him tell me why it had been more dangerous to have armed people in that concert to be able to at least defend themselves and be shot down like animals.
A compliant sheep.
Yeah, and just walking in. I mean, people, I walked in, and I worked in a slaughterhouse. I know what it's like. They get in there. They may not like going into that chute, but they just go into the chute because, you know, guess what? They don't have any choice. And then they're killed. I mean, this is what happens in some of these things. Why wouldn't you, as a individual with a clean record, with the ability to do it. Let me say one thing to that. Let me just bring out one thought that one of the ladies said to me. She says, I have three children. I can't imagine being someplace where something is going to happen to them and I have the capability to save them or to at least give them a chance, and I'm not carrying that weapon. I am not carrying that gun that I know how to shoot. And there wasn't one of them that walked out of there that didn't feel like, I can defend myself now. I know how to shoot. I know how to aim. I know how to get that gun into battery. I know how it works so that I can defend myself. And that was the main reason for all of them to be there, to defend themselves, be able to defend themselves. They live alone, or their husband's gone a lot, or, you know, that they, you know, they live in a country and they know it's going to be an hour before Sheriff Basenko can get there. I mean, it's not just Sheriff Basenko's fault. It's just how big this damn county is. You know, it's gotten better since he's been able to put some up back up in Bernie and in other places. But still, they've got to be able to defend themselves. And if a break-in in that house, how would you feel, Bob, if you had the capabilities to defend Brenda and four guys jump you? I mean, you might be able to take on one or two, because you're fighting ferociously like a lion. Can't take all four.
Actually, they need to be more worried about her. She's the one with the Aikido training, but your point is valid.
But you know what I'm talking about. Oh, yeah, I know. Brenda would be in the fight, too, but here's what it is. You've got to be able to defend yourself. And I'm not, you know what, I'm talking about Northern Firearms Instruction. Just going down to readingccw.com or call them at 999-1822. But there's other places around town that also teach.
Yeah.
And
God forbid I ever get put in that position.
Nobody wants to get put into that position. The chances of it happen are something like two lifetimes, right? At least it used to be two lifetimes, but it's not that now. What if you're walking out to your car and it's later at night? Now we try to teach to be in the condition orange. I'm sorry, condition yellow. Condition yellow means is that you are alert. You're a people watcher. It doesn't mean that you should be afraid. It just means you're looking around at what things are going on in around your area. You just don't kind of be, you don't have your earbuds in, listening to music, and you got your kind of like dangling your purse, and you walk up and there's a van parked next to your door, you know, next to your car. So you just kind of go over and open up the car door, and then that van door opens.
Yeah. Well,
those are things that we teach. And that people just have to be. It doesn't mean that you've got to be in this heightened state of alertness. It's called people watching.
Mm-hmm.
at that point, if you see something that looks strange, then you go, you ramp up to condition orange, where now you're looking at something. Now you're looking at something that could be a threat. This person or these people could be a threat to you. So now what can I do? Okay, I want to maybe try and avoid walk. I'll walk back in. I'll walk back in the store. I'll ask for help coming out to the car. Or I will go and do this. If that cannot be done, now you go into condition red, where it is an incident where you have to be prepared to use your weapon, to use that gun.
So if we follow Mr. Newsom's logic, then if there are if we take away all the weapons from the law-abiding folk, then there's nothing to worry about. I would rather take the view, and maybe you'll agree from this from a military standpoint, that the more you can keep the bad guy in the dark as to your ability to respond to a threat, the more likely he is to go looking elsewhere.
When that person
you
approaches
deny
you,
him information about your abilities.
When that person approaches you, that hand goes out. Stop. And you know, usually they stop. They're startled. Stop. I want you to leave me alone. Stay away from me. Now, you know, and what? Okay, so maybe that wasn't the point. The person was kind of going to their car.
Yeah.
But at least you'll tell them, okay, you know, sorry. So he walks around. It won't be a big thing. If they're not, you have warned them away, and at the same time, you have put your hand on your gun.
Yeah.
Because the next step is if they're coming. At that point, you present the firearm. Stay away from me. And if they choose not to do that, then you've got to make up your mind. Am I going to defend myself? Am I going to defend my family? And like I said, you know what? It evens the odds. 5'2", 95-pound lady has a 380, a 9mm in her hand. She has now made the odds better on her side if she's willing to shoot. That's the other thing. When we were doing in extremis hostage rescues, they did psychological testing of all the people that were doing it. Part of the psychological testing was, if you have your gun and you're going in to rescue somebody, you're going in this combat situation, can you shoot somebody? Really, I mean, there's a lot of people out there that can't pull the trigger, and you've got to understand, and that's got to be something else that comes from within you. It's not only, though, can you stop pulling, you know, if you can start pulling the trigger, it's can you stop pulling the trigger?
Buck fever, sort of.
Well, you know, yeah, it's kind of buck fever, but so you can shoot, so you can start shooting. Then there's some that, once they start shooting, guess what? They're all the enemy, which does the hostages no good. But can they stop shooting if somebody drops their weapon? Okay, no, you know, I surrender. Can they stop? It's another big thing. Doesn't work all the time. All right. Hey, we're going to have a bunch of people here talking about great things. And Mark Story, I just want people to think about this. You know, the active shooter, 5 to 12 minutes. The response time for a Reading policeman will be 16 minutes.
Yeah.
So what they're doing, they're going to come in and fill out the paperwork and,
mop up,
get the body bags out. Okay. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over there at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Espresso Joe's with the great coffee, not only the regular cafes, lattes, and machinos, but pumpkin spice and all those great, you know, those Thanksgiving and Christmas types of drinks there, all at Espresso Joe's in Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Veterans get discounts at Espresso Joe's. Walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California. Every type of tobacco accessory, every type of tobacco that you can possibly imagine, walk into their humidor, that walk-in humidor, with literally thousands of cigars to choose from. Thousands. Think about that. You can find the perfect gift for that Thanksgiving dinner, for Christmas, for Hanukkah, for Ramadan. You can find all the right cigars. You can find all the right types of gifts there. 2143 Hilltop Drive, a veteran-owned business, Tobacco and Brew. It's 7:30 in the morning. We'll be right back after these messages. Sleep all day.
I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family-operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
It's Lady Bot and the Bluebirds December 3rd at Elements Lounge inside Wind River Resort and Casino. Join us as we celebrate the holidays with our favorite jazz standards and Christmas songs, starring Pat Karch on keyboards, Bobby Viramontes on drums, Bruce Kalin on bass, and my very special guest, Lou White on sax and flute. That's Romance on the River from 7 to 9 p.m. Dine, dance, enjoy friends, music, and more. December 3rd. Call 243-3377 for reservations. See you there.
Join the City of Reading as we turn off our outdoor irrigation. As our serious water crisis continues, the city is facing large fines from the state if we don't meet our mandate. Those recent rains we've been enjoying won't end the drought overnight, but they're enough to let you turn off your sprinklers for the year. The shorter days and cool nights mean you don't need to keep those sprinklers running. You'll save plenty of water and reduce your utility bill at the same time. Check out other water-saving tips at cityofreading.org. Be water wise, water less, and together we'll all get through this.
Carl, it's holiday time, and I feel like a special holiday mocha. Take me to Espresso Joe's inside Tobacco and Brew right now.
Yeah, and while we're there, let's walk next door to the finest walk-in humidor in the North State and find some great cigars for your dad, your brother, and me. Some of the highest-rated cigars by Cigar Aficionado.
That's right, and we can browse and buy special coffee beans, tea accessories, and let's look through the wonderful wine selection. That's 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Hop in the truck, hon. Let's go. For 45 years, the Reading Civic Auditorium has been an important resource in the North State for entertainment, fundraising events, trade shows, and conferences. In the past 3 years, over $1 million have been put back into this iconic structure. We invite you to be a part of the Civic's revitalization by becoming a member. We think you'll love the benefits, and your support will help to sustain its revitalization and strong community connection. Visit ReadingCivic.com or the box office to become a Reading Civic member.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio at KCNR 1460 with Carl Linda Bod. Linda's on sabbatical today, 7:33 in the morning. Slowly going to 8 o'clock here, and 51 degrees, going up to 52. Wait a minute. It's 51.
This is a cold. Yeah, it's a cold storm. It's going
mean,
to temperatures are going to actually level out and possibly drop.
Going up to 52.
Yeah.
I mean,
we can see a drop.
We usually
in
say like 46 yeah. going up to 51.
Yeah.
But this started out at 51. It's not moving.
It isn't. In fact, the temperature may drop a few degrees as the day goes on.
As we go on.
By the way, if you are traveling northbound on Interstate 5,
don't use that word you said. Don't use the word that you were using describing it. I'd have to bleep you.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Now I'm understanding. No, rarely when the mic never. Well, never when the mic is on. Northbound on Interstate 5, as you get up towards Dunsmuir, be aware because snow is landing right now all the way around Mount Shasta, so expect delays as you head northbound. Eastbound towards Mount Lassen on Highway 44, more of the same as you get up towards the Lassen Volcanic National Park area. And also to the west, if you're heading out towards Eureka. So any three out of four directions you can go, you're going to encounter snow this morning, so plan accordingly.
Yeah, send our trucks down south this week, taking things down that way. You know, they'll probably get hit on the BS to come back eventually. Okay, so weather looks bad, so be careful out there. You know, and it's going to be bad today. It's going to also be bad tomorrow. So that's when most people leave to go to enjoy Thanksgiving with their families and all this.
Okay, hey, Brad, pull that one in closer to you there, buddy. Okay, hey, I'm here with Jenna Lear. Good morning.
Good morning.
You know what? When I see you, how can you be anything but happy? You know, here we are, Cascade Christmas.
It's here.
It's here. You know, we had somebody on the other day. We made them dance and sing in here.
Oh,
and
good.
Then they had the author in here, and I said, well, I thought about maybe some script changes. And she just stared at me, and she wasn't very friendly.
We can't make changes now.
No. You know what? She says that, but I said, what do you mean it's a really good idea? She said, no. The good idea cutoff date was 2 months ago.
Yeah.
I said, okay, all right, good. All right. Tell us, okay, you're here with Lizzie Stexton?
Stockton,
okay. And Brad Pike.
Yes.
And you're here for this part of the crew here. Tell us about Cascade Christmas.
Cascade Christmas this year has a whole new storyline. We follow three families who are traveling for Christmas, and their plans go awry, and they end up in the Grand Holly Hotel, and the hotel innkeepers happen to be Mr. and Mrs. Holly, which bear quite a resemblance to Santa Mrs. Claus by the end of the show.
Ooh.
And Mr. and Mrs. Holly.
Are they kind of like morphing during the show?
You'll see little
changes?
Subtle hints.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
All right. Okay.
And throughout the show, Mr. and Mrs. Holly help these three families find the true meaning of Christmas.
Cool.
Yeah.
Great.
It's really fun.
Now, Ms. Claus,
yes,
Miss Holly is sitting here. Were you doing this last year?
I was Mrs. Claus last year, yes.
Outstanding.
Thank you.
It was.
She has the greatest smile.
Yeah. Right.
Well, thank you.
There you go. Okay. So was there a hard part about playing this?
No. I mean, playing the character of Mrs. Claus is very fun. You know, it really takes away the difficulty of it, and you just focus on the positive because it's such a fun character to portray. And, you know, playing opposite Cal Hunter, who's playing Santa again this year, he's so much fun to work with, and it's really been a pleasure.
Okay.
I can see that.
Does it get tough playing somebody that's always nice?
No.
What? Really?
No, never.
I mean, like when you get off stage, you reach over and smack one of the younger ones?
No. The cast is fantastic. All the kids in the show are pretty well behaved, actually. Right. No, Mrs. Claus is not always nice. You know, she has her moments.
Okay,
just
I'm
like
not going
to
give you the gingerbread cookies. I'm going to make you eat the fudge cookies.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
I mean, okay.
Tough love.
Brad Pike.
Yes, good morning.
We're going to talk about your college escapades. We did some background on you.
Uh-huh.
And Brad, what character do you play?
I play Greg. I have a little tech family, a wife and two children.
A little tech family?
Yeah, a little tech
They're
family.
All on, like, little iPods?
Yes,
and you carry
we are.
It with you?
Yeah, we're so indoctrinated into the technology of the day that we kind of forget to look around us and at each other. So.
What a great idea. Isn't it? I mean, here we are.
I know.
Very
here we are.
For today.
It is. And so.
Can you say the one line about technology? Okay. Yeah.
We used to think that technology would put us a step ahead, but what we didn't see was the gap that grew between us all instead.
Isn't that true?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is true.
Very current.
You know, how many times, and we're not going to talk about tech things, but Linda and I used to say, okay, look at those people are there texting, you know, during dinner and all that.
Mm-hmm.
The other day, we're both reaching down,
and you were,
and there were some messages that were coming in. One, mine was work wise, but and she's got something she was doing work wise, and we looked at each other and we put them away.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know what? It is like it's like a disease that slowly.
It's just so integrated into our lives.
Slowly, I mean, it starts coming into your life.
Yeah.
You know, I was down in a place yesterday in an office where there were several people. And, you know, and the people there, and I'm talking about all ages, those ubiquitous phones were everywhere on it. So, I mean, we can't just sit there and, like, read a magazine or be entertained ourselves by just sitting there thinking about good things. You've got to have something in front of you. So I think that's really capturing one part of this. Okay, 41 people in the cast.
Yes, we have about 41 people and another crew of about 25 backstage. And
you know, it really takes a village to be able to put on a production like this. There's over 150 people that put on this production.
Hillary's going to be here?
No. No.
Okay, I'm just wondering. You know, because that was her thing, takes a village. To
oh, no.
So, you know, when I hear that, I just think, oh, Hillary. Maybe Hillary's there as a technical consultant. Okay, sorry. No, okay, there's no politics in
this. No politics in Christmas.
There's like Merry Christmases. You can say things like that, and you don't, you know, nobody's going to stand up and say, anything like this, right?
No.
Okay, great. Okay, and so it's about three families that come into the Holly Hotel, and they're jaundiced on this holiday, which, you know what? You can see that, can't you?
Yes, absolutely.
How people, you know, when they start, and it's, are we losing the true meaning of Christmas?
Not with our show. Well, there's no way you can leave our show without clapping your hands and feeling
overjoyed. Well, I loved your shows. I mean, you guys, I mean, you're into it. I mean, it's about Christmas.
It's about Christmas.
About Christmas. It's not about anything else. It's about Christmas.
It's about
and you know what? And if you're offended by this, hang it on the door when you walk in. Be entertained with happiness and what people, what a lot of most of the people in the world believe in is this. So, and Christmas is a fun time. And you know what, as I've told you many times, I don't mean to embarrass you, but it's rare that I go down to plays.
I know.
I mean, I just don't go to plays for a variety of reasons. So you're stuck in the middle and there's somebody next to you that's making rude noises and those kind of things. And so I don't go to those. I never miss Cascade Christmas. I get in there, sit, find my own seat, get up and look where I can hear and watch everything.
And you enjoy it.
Every second of it. It's fast moving. It's not one of those things that you're, you know, you're kind of looking over here to see what's happening next. No. They're coming in from both sides. So
absolutely.
A lot of it is, did I get everything? You could probably go twice.
I think there's so much to
there
see.
Is. You know, really, no, I believe that. I think you could go twice and still, you know, and see new things.
Well, and there's a lot of visuals with the show this year that are tied in with our production. So I guarantee you'll say, oh, I didn't see that. So I think you should come twice.
At least twice. Bring your friends. Now, how do we get tickets? Are there tickets left?
Oh, yes. Okay. There, you can call the Cascade Theater box office at 243-8877 or online at cascadetheater.org.
Okay. Now, when's it going to be on?
We open on Friday.
Friday.
This Friday.
Happy Friday?
Happy Friday, yes.
Okay. What
time? We have a 2 p.m. and a 7 p.m. show. We also have shows on the following Saturday and Sunday and then next weekend. And we close on December 6th.
Okay, now here's the thing. There is a lot of work done in this. It is a great show. And you've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, maybe 8 performances if you're doing 2 matinees on Sundays.
We have 13.
Okay, 13.
Mm-hmm.
So it's this Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Mm-hmm. And then next Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Okay. So you've got, there's no excuse.
No excuse.
Not to be able to come, see the first one and go, run back to the doc's office, get 4 more tickets, and go back down there again.
Yes.
You know what? I have not seen the one this year because it's all brand new each time. But Mrs. Claus brings a new level of Clausiness to this. I mean, and your singing and acting are just outstanding.
Thank you so much.
And and then Jenna, what can I say?
Well, and if you saw Peter Pan, Brad played Captain Hook.
Oh, that's right. You were on here before with that. Oh, you.
Traded in my hook for a suitcase.
There you go. And an iPad.
And an iPad.
The singers in the show this year are fantastic.
You know, we have such great talent around
here. We really do. We really, really do. And I'm so fortunate that we have the opportunity to be able to work with them the way we do.
Yeah. How's our Shasta Cascade? How's our theater doing?
The theater's great. Yeah, we have a lot of big shows coming up after Cascade Christmas. We have Pink Martini coming. They're almost sold out. Pink Martini is always a great show. And then we also have Celtic Christmas.
Okay. Now, that's the second way you can drag me in there.
Celtic Christmas?
Celtic Christmas.
There you go.
And she doesn't have to drag me then. I just get my tickets and I go in. I get there early so I can sit.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay. This is going to start this Friday.
tickets are still available.
Yes.
You know what? And the thing about it, they do get sold out.
We do.
And so give them a call again to the Cascade ticket office and make your reservations. I guess, you know, if you feel lucky, you go down there and you can try and buy tickets when you're there. When you just show up at the door, as a lot of people do. And maybe there's tickets, maybe there's not. But so it might be a good idea just to call down there and make some reservations.
And after all 2 p.m. shows, you can come up on stage and bring your camera, and you can meet Santa and Mrs. Claus and other characters, and there's your Christmas card.
There you go. Get that, get it printed, and off you go with that. All right. To have a great way to celebrate Christmas.
Absolutely.
The big Christmas extravaganza down there.
It's become a Reading holiday tradition.
It is a tradition. You know what? There's nothing wrong with traditions either.
Nope.
Thank you so much for coming by today.
Thank you.
Any last thoughts there, you two?
This is definitely a show. Everyone that I've spoken to who had never gone in the past, who took a chance and came and got tickets and brought their family, they've told me that it's something that they will not miss. Every year they will continue to come back because it just gives you a great feeling. It's entertaining, and it's a fantastic show.
Yeah, the show's got so much energy and excitement and magic, and it's all ages from 1 to 92, right?
Yeah. There you go. And, you know, and the only sad part on this is that my grandkids are coming, but they're coming during Christmas time, so they're going to miss it. Because I'd love to have taken them to this. They would have really enjoyed it. So as would have my daughter and son-in-law. They would have liked it, too. Okay. Thank you so much. Thank you so hard for all the hard work you put out. You've done so much.
It's not just me. It's them. They're working hard, too.
I know. But you know what? Come on. You know, let me give you a little accolades here. You know, pat you on the back. Say, come on. You are the driving force down there. Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends at Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading. A big, big, big jewelry sale on the 30th. Down there at his place. He's got it all. 2225 Hilltop Drive. If you're looking for, you know, like 5 or 6 Karen diamond rings, he's got those. He's got estate jewelry. He has watches, brooches, you name it. He's got, if you don't see it, ask. It may be back in this cave-like safe he has there, too. Four Winds Jewelry, open 9:30 to 4, Monday through Friday. Give him a call at 222-2750. Leonard, honest, integrity, and we'll give you the best deal he possibly can. We'll be right back after these messages.
The unmistakable sound of the Temptations. Motown comes to Reading Sunday, December 6th at 7 p.m. Live in concert, it's The Temptations at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Don't miss The Temptations. For more than 50 years, hit after hit from The Temptations. Now live in Reading at the Civic Auditorium. Tickets are on sale now. Go to the Civic box office, call 229-0022 or online at ReadingCivic.com for the incredible Motown sound of The Temptations. The smooth stepping and flawless presentation of flair, flash, and class come to the Reading Civic Auditorium with the Temptations live in concert December 6th. Get your tickets now at the box office. Call 229-0022 or online at ReadingCivic.com for the Temptations.
NorCal Limo, the ultimate in luxury limousines.
This is Jamie with NorCal Limousine. Here at NorCal Limo, we specialize in group transportation, birthday parties, proms, weddings, Manton wine tours, ladies' night out, guys' night out, Christmas light tours, concerts, and we service all the major airports. Don't worry about parking fees and wasted gas money. NorCal Limo will pick you up and take you anywhere in the North State area. Packages start at $150. Enjoy the finest in expertise and precision with the newest limo in town. Check out our website at www.norcallimo.com or give us a call at 276-8851.
Licensed and insured, TCP 31143.
The holidays are on us at Redding Kia, home of the 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty and complimentary lifetime oil changes with every vehicle purchased. Treat yourself to a 2015 Optima, 2016 Forte, 2016 Sportage, 2016 Sorento, or a 2016 Soul, and Kia Motors will make your first two payments for you. Plus, when the holidays are on us, your first payment won't be due until spring. That's 5 months. What will you do with all that extra money during the holidays? This is the best sale we've had all year at Redding Kia. Kia Motors will make your first two payments for you, and you don't have to make a payment until next spring. Take a test drive, make a great deal, and enjoy your holidays. Plus, tax, license, government fees, any dealer documentation charges, and any emission testing charges. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. For details, see retailer or go to Kia.com. On approval of credit, must finance through Kia Motors Finance, subject to prior sale, ends 1/4/16. The holidays are on us. Redding Kia, Cypress Avenue, RedingKia.com.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. The coffee's kicking in. You know, you know when that happens, isn't that cool? You know, you're kind of sitting there, kind of going, oh, okay, can I do this? You know, you think about all these different things that are going on, and you think, oh, okay, you know, I've got to get into this thing. And Bob doesn't help because, you know, Bob goes, he says, okay, you're okay, you're all right. Hey, this portion of the show, though, is brought to you by our friends over there at I've already done that one. It's not brought to you by our friends there. It's brought to you by our friends at right over here at Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. You know what? It's a veteran-owned business. Now, that's a big thing to me. It's a guy that's out there. He's a veteran. He's given great, great service, and that's what it is at Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. He guarantees his work. He's not going to lie to you. He's a man of integrity, Jeff Wurst. And if you got one of those little bitty chips in your windshield, you know, you've seen them. I've got three of them in mine, and I just have to do is take them down to Jeff. Jeff, here's three. Because what happens is this winter, when it gets cold and rainy, the rain gets into those little cracks, and then it turns cold overnight and cracks your windshield, and now I'm out $543. So if he fixes that, I won't have those cracks. And if you've got a little crack or even a crack up to 24 inches in length, he can fix those so you can't see them. That's right. Can't see them from the outside. And he, like I said, guarantees his work. And if for some reason it starts to expand again, he will fix it again. Jeff Wurst, Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Give him a call at 241-8373 or stop by 3208 Market Street in Redding. He's also working on fixing dents. He can do, you know, he can, if you got a dent in there, can he fix that for you? You need to ask him. All of this, Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. He is a fine fellow, a good gentleman. Let's go to the phones. Julie.
Hey, how are you, Carl?
I am absolutely peachy. Okay,
awesome.
Now my coffee is, I've drank half of the half the coffee cup, so now it's starting to kind of like go like, oh, okay. You know, my heart's beating. You know, yep. It's starting to move the sludge around my body, so I'm okay. How about you? How do you feel this morning?
I'm human, too. I've had my pot, so we're good.
Okay. Hey, what we got going here?
Hey, so, yeah, Redtown Market is this Saturday, so everybody really wants to come out and see what we're doing on Saturday from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. We've got a lot of really, really, really great vendors lined up.
Okay.
And people are just going to have an opportunity to experience a lot of different unique things from folks here in our community, and it's going to be tons of fun.
Okay, now here's what I like to think is, okay, people go out on this on a Black Friday, right? They
right.
get into the fights. They, you know, they rip up clothes fighting with each other. They, you know, they go through this mass attack. And now they're
right.
since they're starting it on Thursday at 6 p.m., which I think is a travesty, but, you know.
Yeah.
The money takes money. Money takes high. You know, money does not always take the high road. So they're
yeah.
there. So they've got all this, you know, this stuff, you know, that's made in China, and it's, you know, it's just okay. You know, it's for kids. Now, you come to the Redtown Market. Now you can be precise. You can find the special, perfect gift.
Yes.
For the people that you're in your family or your friends. And you can, you know, because you've got dozens and dozens of vendors out there that are just offering up some really great stuff.
They really are. And we're going to have everything from handmade furniture to leather goods. I mean, there's something for men. There's something for women. Art. We've got a couple of glass artists coming and some photographic artists. Getting all choked up. but some photographic artists coming and clothes and goodies for the house. I mean, it's just really, there's going to be a lot of, it's going to be interesting for everyone.
Jewelry.
At every vendor.
There's going to be jewelry too, right?
Yes.
Did I see
will
jewelry?
Be jewelry there as well.
Okay.
Yep.
Now think of this. Okay, you think, oh, furniture. But think about this, my friends. I'm not sure what kind of furniture is, but imagine that special, maybe a rocking chair. A chair that's just perfect for Granny, or you, or your wife, or your significant other. Maybe it's a table. Maybe it's something that it's gonna. You know what? That kind of gift. You know that kind of gift. You know is says love and time. You know, a lot of times, like when Bob and I at the last minute on the 25th, you know, in the morning early, get up early, and you just run through the 7-Elevens. And you find combs and you know eyewash and a what do you do? What else do you get?
Oh, those little ceramic roses.
And Vienna sausages, you know, and then you wrap them. Or you put them in a bag, really. You know, so you don't wrap them, but so you have that. So I mean, this though, when you go to the Red Town Market, that sounds, you know, that is caring and that is finding the right thing.
Yeah. Yes, it is. It's definitely going to be unique things, not things you're necessarily going to find out there, you know, in the box stores. And, you know, so we're excited about this opportunity.
Well, let's get excited here then. Okay, let's get excited. Okay, it's free. That's the other thing. It's free to get.
It is free.
Not only that, there's going to be hors d'oeuvres and cocktails and things like that may not be free, but the... But they're going to be there, and you'll be able to kind of sip and walk, and people. You have time to talk to people. It's not going to be, you know, it's not going to be super crowded, so you have time to take a look at something, walk from spot to spot. Linda will be there from 2 to 4 singing. It starts at 11 a.m. and it goes to 8 p.m. She's going to be doing Christmas magic music, man. I tell you what, they've been rehearsing. You're going to love it.
Yes, I know I am. Linda is awesome, so I can't wait.
She has her high points. Yes, she does.
Yes, yes. You're not biased or anything, are you?
Nah. Red Town Market this Saturday, November the 28th, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. You're going to have plenty of time to shop in there. Plenty of time to find the right things. But you may probably want to get in there just, you know, right when it kind of like when it's starting so you can kind of run through there. Because there's a lot of these things are just one of a kind, right?
They are, yes. Yes, they are. So lots of really unique things, and it's just going to be a fun time. Kick off the holiday season, you know, bring out all your friends and family and come hang out with us and listen to the Christmas music and have some goodies and spend lots of money. It's just going to be great fun. We're going to have a good time.
You are providing a venue for people to do some great shopping with local vendors, keeping that money right up here in the North State.
Yep.
Good job, Julie.
All right.
Okay, we will see you this Saturday.
Sounds good. Thanks so much, Carl.
You betcha. This Saturday, November the 28th, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., free admission. Red Town Market at the Civic Auditorium. Dozens of
Vendors.
Cool stuff. You know what? The stuff they have is like one of a kind stuff too.
Yeah.
You know, in many cases, or it could be something like, you know, that those handmade jellies or those olive oils and all those things that, you know, think of what great gifts those are to give to people at Christmas time, or send them to family, not here, and just say, hey, this is something from the North.
You know, we've noticed our gift giving to move more less on thingies that break to consumables that give pleasure.
Absolutely. You know what? We'll send a thank you basket, and we go down to we use local artisans, and you know, like they have, you know, anything from barbecue sauce to jalapeno jelly to to monkey fart soap. You know what? Trying to find that to send out. Everybody loves that one. Where'd you get that? Where'd you get that? Hey, we're going to take a quick break for the news, and then we're going to come back with Mark's story, trying to figure out how do we take care of our animals during this Christmas time. And there's perfect time to pick up a furry friend for life. 8 o'clock in the morning here, the 24th of November.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
I'm Bob Agnew. The U.S. State Department is warning that Americans should be alert to possible travel risk, especially during the holidays, following increased threats from groups like ISIS. Former FBI official Sean Henry told NBC's Today Show the warning also reinforces the phrase, if you see something, say something.
They've been watching the media and they see what's happened in Paris, but this going out officially like this really says to Americans, be aware, be alert, don't be afraid, but make sure you're advising law enforcement if you see anything that could be unusual so that they can be responsive.
Officials say current information suggests that militants with ISIS and other groups are continuing to plan attacks. Natalia Veselayev in Moscow is reporting the fate of the two crew members from a Russian warplane that crashed today over Turkey is still unknown.
It wasn't clear at this point where the pilots are, and Moscow said that it had no further contact with them after they parachuted out.
Meanwhile, with the downing of that Russian plane in the background, President Obama meeting with French President François Hollande today at the White House, talking about the ongoing battle against ISIS.
Hollande is at the White House to urge Mr. Obama to work with Russia to build a new coalition to fight the Islamic State. The U.S. stands in solidarity with France after the Paris attacks, but is skeptical of Russian President Putin's motivations in Syria. And now Turkey has shot down a Russian warplane, further complicating matters. The two leaders are scheduled to hold a joint press conference after wrapping up talks in the Oval Office.
Correspondent Greg Clugston, GOP presidential frontrunner Donald Trump defending his support for harsh interrogation techniques for terrorist suspects, including waterboarding.
And you know what? If it doesn't work, they deserve it anyway for what they're doing to us, okay?
Trump also told a crowd in Columbus, Ohio, he stands by his claim that some people were seen cheering after the September 11th terrorist attacks. More of these stories from townhall.com.
Christmas, the holiday season, and our men and women in the military are deployed around the world, sacrificing their comfort for our freedom.
I really miss my home and my family this time of year.
You can help by sending God's Word in audio, the Military Bible Stick.
God's Word gives me such great peace of mind, knowing how much He loves me and how much He is caring for my family back home.
It allows me to take a word break, to ease my mind, and to encourage myself. Awesome.
The Military Bible Stick is the perfect Christmas gift. God's Word in a small digital player for troops to use anytime, anywhere.
Thank you for providing the Bible in this format. It is just the support that I need over here.
Visit MilitaryBibleStick.com. $25 provides the Military Bible Stick for one troop needing Christmas hope and encouragement. Call 800-800-2555 or MilitaryBibleStick.com.
Looks like more Black Friday shoppers will be doing that shopping online this year, according to Deloitte retail analyst Ron Sides.
Black Friday was actually noted 66% of the time as a date in which they were going to shop. That was up from 48% in 2014, and that was higher than Cyber Monday. Cyber Monday, only 52% of the respondents had planned to shop online that day.
Confidence in the U.S. economy eroded this month as Americans became more worried about the job market. Here's correspondent Jeremy House.
The Conference Board's Consumer Confidence Index plunged from 99.1 in October to 90.4 this month. While the share of Americans surveyed anticipated more jobs in the coming months would decline, fewer people also expected to see their incomes increase. The percentage describing jobs as plentiful dropped to 19.9% from 22.7%.
That's correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew. Shivering in Seattle.
We have downed trees, limbs that have pulled power poles, utility lines down.
And with snow on the way, Debbie Simak with Avista Utilities has even worse news, she says, for tens of thousands of people still without power nearly a week after deadly storms swept through Washington State.
We expect at this point to have the majority of our customers restored to service by end of day or Wednesday evening.
Folks are now bracing for some snow and the very real possibility of preparing Thanksgiving dinner in the dark. The forecast calls for snow and for wind chills in the single digits. Stores have sold out of firewood as people use wood stoves to heat their homes in many cases. It's been a struggle for the major indexes on Wall Street in early trading. It's the Dow Jones Industrial Average right now down by about 94 points. The S&P 500 is down by 10. More of these stories at townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Freight Firewood. Can you start that again? Tell me.
Easier for you to say.
Okay, just say it again. Welcome back to Freight Fire Radio. Go on. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bond. Good morning. Linda's on a sabbatical. It's 8:05 in the morning. It is.
Does that qualify as bumper music?
It does. Yeah, today it does. 605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. What's the weather look like? Okay, we're up now. We're working.
And the weather outside is frightful. Rain early today, and then it'll clear up with some sunshine this afternoon. High today, about 52 degrees, but winds out of the southwest at up to 25 miles an hour. Then partly cloudy, increasing clouds again overnight, clouds and sunshine Wednesday and Thursday. Heading into the weekend, looks like we'll be okay for traveling. Sunday night, about the time that people start heading back home, it's going to all get kind of nasty again. So the low in Redding on Sunday night expected to drop into the 30s. So right now, already we have seen a slight temperature drop. It is now 40.
If you haven't turned off the water outside, maybe it's a good time to do that. If you're still watering, I think I'm going to do is
the controller.
I see people still watering out there. It's usually I think the city. What are they watering?
Yeah.
Anyway, hey, you know what? I love this Craig, who never cuts. Craig never cuts us a slack. Never cuts us any slack. What's he say? When I have one little bobble here in the morning. Local live radio. And Sunco jumps in and open mic.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I tried to warn them.
I know. What can I say?
By the way, this report, as always, brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
You know, our buddies there at Shasta Gas Propane, Chuck and Judy Kenny, it's veteran-owned business, you know, where they treat their customers like warm friends, have senior and veterans discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. An award-winning business for hiring veterans. I think that's a great idea, hiring veterans. What do you think there, Mark?
I agree.
It doesn't have to be affirmative action. I'm not looking for affirmative action. What I want, though, is for people when they're looking for jobs is go out there and actively recruit veterans as they come back. And when I say affirmative action, that if you've got somebody more qualified than the veteran, I mean, it doesn't mean you have to hire the veteran, but if they're at least of equal, if they're equal quality, then you hire the veteran. I'm sorry, but that's just the way it is. And people say, well, that's not fair. And I said, well, it's not fair when you're Mark jumping down the hills in the Oshawa Valley either. So, or flying the drone, or flying the whatever you did. You flew things. You were in the Air Force. You flew things. All right, I'm here with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane. And good morning, buddy.
Good morning.
You brought reinforcements here.
I did, yeah. Deflect some of this. Yeah, this is Diane Herner. She's our director of development.
Good morning.
Diane's been here before?
She has. Yes.
You know, my favorite memory of Diane is after Bark, Wine, and Brew. And here she is. She's been up for 46 hours straight. She gets out there. She's working the computer. She's working the crowd. She's working what's going on during it. And at the end, she comes up and she stands there behind me and goes, it's not over. And then she went back to working the computers again. There you go. You know what? You really put a lot of effort in that there, kid.
That was a great night.
It was a great night. Hey, did we do well up there?
We did. We did very well, yeah.
We did great. Okay. And it was for a good cause, Bark, Wine, and Brew for Haven Humane. Okay. You know what? We had Dr. Kara Tennant on. the other day.
Yeah, she's awesome.
Isn't she awesome?
She is. She really is.
Great lady. And one of the things she talked about, and I think maybe we hit this before we get into your other stuff, is how to keep your animals safe during Christmas and during this holiday season, because people have a propensity to teach, or not teach, but to feed their animals stuff. And she went through a litany of foods that if you feed it to them, you could kill them.
Yeah, there's tons of stuff.
Or these flowers.
Poinsettias.
Lilies.
Yeah.
Lilies will kill cats, except with a couple exceptions. They get that. They get the pollen on them. They lick the pollen off. Boom, you got a dead cat. Kidney goes. And it just, so there's things like that, but chocolate and overfeeding them. And
yeah, and the poinsettias is a big deal, because poinsettias are real popular at Christmas, and they'll kill them, too.
Yeah, they'll go out there and chew on those. Mm-hmm. So, you know, what about guests that you're maybe not sure of? Can you, like,
they probably shouldn't chew on to guests. Either.
Really? Well, I mean, yeah. I'm just thinking about it. Can you cut up the poinsettia and, like, put it on as garnish on their food?
I don't think it'll do anything to the people? Guests, but I'm not sure. What kind of guests are you inviting over?
Family. Linda's family.
You're close. Linda's, I can tell.
Linda's family. No.
There's tons of things that you got to make sure you keep away from the dogs. And the general rule of thumb is don't feed them table scraps, especially during the holidays, because they're just not used to the rich foods that we eat. So
absolutely.
It can cause pancreatitis. It can cause all kinds of things. One of the biggest things, obviously, is the turkey bones. They splinter. Diane might have a story on this. They splinter, and they can get into your dog, and they can kill them pretty easily. I'll let Diane tell the story.
You really want to hear my story?
Absolutely.
No, because this is a dangerous time for people that leave like candy and all types of goodies out on the table. That dog doesn't know any difference. That dog just smells chocolate.
Right. So people hear about it all the time when we say turkey bones and stuff like that can cause issues, and then they're like, "Ah, I've never heard of anything like that."
They don't believe it.
Diane.
Well, my 3-year-old daughter, or when she was 3 years old, she threw a chicken bone to our dog, who proceeded to eat it, and it ended up having to go to the vet for emergency surgery, and the chicken bones were splintered in her stomach, and they had to pull it out splinter by splinter, and they didn't think she'd make it through the night.
Did they have to open her up?
Oh, yeah.
Because she was perforated, her intestines and her stomach was perforated at that point because they're sharp.
Yeah, they all splintered. But she survived, but they did not think she'd make it through the night.
They survived. And you know what? Only thing that did was cost your child a college education.
Yep,
because
there
you of the
go.
Cost of that. All right. Hey, let's go to the phones. Billy Bob, good morning there, buddy.
Hey, how are you? Great show. You guys were a little on the outside of the edge of the boat this morning, but you cracked me up.
You think? Yeah. I was so far outside the edge of the boat, the sharks were circling there, Billy Bob.
You and Bob cracked me up, I'll tell you. So anyway, I had a question. I heard a little tiny situation where your captain Smith, I believe, had to rappel down the Red Banks to save animal. And I didn't get the whole story on that. And then she got stuck, and then the search and rescue guys had to go get her. Can you comment on that, Mark? I'll listen off the air.
Thanks, Billy Bob.
Thanks, Billy Bob. Yeah, so you pretty much covered it. Yeah, so there was a tug that went over the cliff out across from the big flag over there on Pacelli.
Uh-huh.
And the dog was chasing a squirrel, apparently, and squirrel one, dog zero. So the dog went flying over the cliff. The guy thought the dog was gone. Found it a few hours later, called our rescue person, went out there, checked on it, saw it, called out the captain. She's the expert. The captain went out there, and she did do some rappelling down there and was able to secure the dog, the rest of the team up top. Brought the dog up. The dog, believe it or not, was unharmed completely. On the dog.
I'd heard that the dog worked its way back up. Okay, good. It's nice to know that you rescued. Okay,
no,
good.
Our team pulled the dog up. And unfortunately, when the dog was going back up, it dislodged some rocks and stuff, which fell on Captain Smith and injured her head. So she wasn't able to climb back out. So they did come out, and the search and rescue team did come out with the climbers. I want to thank all of the folks who were out there helping out, because the safety team was amazing. Especially one of the EMTs who was a hobby rock climber. And so when he got the call, he actually went and got his gear. And so he was actually down there with her, because it took quite a few hours to get her up. And he was down there with her the whole time, which was fantastic.
Well,
they did a great job.
You know what? You get hit in the head or something. You know, that's what I tell you when we're climbing, because we did a lot of climbing in my work. And, you know, you wear helmets and stuff, because you get something dislodged. It nails you. And you know what? It never hits you like on a shoulder. Oh, no. It'll hit you smack above your left eye. Now you can't see out of that because of the blood. And, you know, but you know what? But here's what I want to say about Captain Smith. Hoorah. Hoorah for Captain Smith. You know, somebody that's going to go down. And this was at night.
It was.
Wasn't it?
Yeah,
she went down over the side in the middle of the night to rescue a dog that she didn't know. And it was like not like rescuing a kid or something, but it's rescuing this dog, rescued the dog, and then gets injured on the way back up. So she gets pulled back up.
Yep, and she's on the mend. She's doing,
is she okay
she's
now?
Doing good. Yeah, she
great.
Came to work yesterday, and she was great to have her back, and
right.
she's
yeah.
there today. I'm sure she's listening.
Okay, chat room, I understand you were just playing with me, that I did not take it seriously that when you talked about, you know, these things. Anyway, I love my chat room. I love the accidental music that comes through here. I love it all. So, did you see that? We had a guitarist just run through.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, let's take a break because we're over break time. I'm here with Mark Story and his your marketing development.
Director of development.
I'll get it by the time the last.
Next year.
Next segment starts. Director of Diane. Hey, this portion of the show has been brought to you by, you know what, I'm sorry, this is just one of those days, but I'm coming back up. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Wind River. Linda, on December the 3rd, first Thursday of the month, is going to be down there just smacking them dead with Christmas show. This is going to be a Christmas show with Christmas songs, regular songs. You're going to love it. You come on down and have a great dinner. I'm setting up a 20-person table, so I am inviting people to come down and sit with us. And have a great time. You can dance, have a good dinner, listen to great music, listen to those holiday favorites out there. All of this at Wind River in the Elements Lounge on December the 3rd. Give them a call, 243-3377. Join us down there. You can see, you know what? You can see Mark Story dancing out there, dancing the way he dances. All of that, December the 3rd. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Well, Turkey Day is just around the corner, and winter's here. We are busy filling kerosene tanks, so give us a call and we'll get you taken care of. Kathy says there's a lot of folks who are using the Pay Forward account. If you aren't sure what that is, give us a call and we'll explain it. For all the woodcutters, we are now the Opti two-cycle oil dealer, so come on by and check it out. Johnny and Gary are installing new heaters and helping customers get ready for winter. Sherry and Candace tell me we have two or three used reconditioned heaters, so give them a call. Northern Lights Energy, keeping families warm and tanks full. In Corning, give Robin a call. In Weaverville, talk to Joe. And in Redding, the rest of us. 241-2196. Happy Thanksgiving. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
This is Carl Bott. I'm sitting with Ted Ogilvie here, manager and head driller of Diamond Core Drilling. You know, Ted, with all this water shortage and the drought that's going on, people have a lot of questions about their water wells. What can Diamond Core Drilling do for these people?
I've seen a lot of people run out of water, and it takes a very long time to get a driller scheduled. What we like to do is see if we can pull a Department of Water Resources log that shows the construction details of the well. And then we also like to come out and do an actual site visit and inspect the well and see if there's anything that can be done with the well.
Now, this is a free consultation, right?
Yeah, absolutely, Carl. We don't charge anything for that. We've been providing water well services since 1980. We're veteran-owned, veteran-managed. You can reach us at area code 530-275-8162, or you can visit our website, diamondcoredrilling.net.
That's Diamond Core Drilling. They can help you with any of your water well needs.
This is Ted Ogilvie. We're here to help.
Coming soon, Cascade Christmas, a whole new show for the whole family. Don't miss it. Bring your camera for free pictures with Santa after all 2 p.m. shows. Tickets on sale now at cascadetheater.org or call 243-8877.
Ho, ho, ho. Captain Eric Lawrence needed help after a paralyzing injury in Afghanistan.
PVA helped me write my resume, got me a job interview. I got the job.
To learn more, visit PVA.org, a public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 with Carl Lindebaugh. Lynn is on sabbatical today. It's 21 minutes after 8 o'clock here on the 24th of November, getting ready for Turkey Day.
605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. 51 degrees out there, going all the way up to 52 today, with a low of 34 tonight, and it's raining. Some people will say there's a 100% chance of rain. I just say it's raining. We have the weather rock. You know, Bob, somebody stole the weather rock.
No, it's over here.
Oh, okay. There's the weather rock.
I moved it so I could keep better track for you.
The weather rock. Weather rock is never wrong. Put the weather rock outside. If it's hot, the sun's shining. If it's wet, it's raining. If it's cold, it's a cold outside.
If it's white, it's snowing.
It's white, it's snowing. That's right. And if there's if it's just kind of medium, then it's just kind of medium weather. So the weather rock is wet and getting chilly. So it's never wrong. I'm here with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane, and Diane
Herner. Yeah, there you go.
Who is the director of development.
Correct.
And we're talking about what's going on at Haven Humane. Okay. What's going on, my friends? What do we have?
Lots of stuff is going on. We've got our community challenge going on for the holidays. We're trying to place 300 animals into loving forever homes before the end of the year. And right now, as of now, we are almost halfway. We're still a little bit shy of halfway there. So we need the community to step up and come in and adopt some of these animals and bring them home. Now is the perfect time to do it. We have some specials going on this week for Thanksgiving. It's $75 to adopt a dog and $50 to adopt a cat. And we're going to have another special coming up on Friday, which Captain Smith will be doing the Pet of the Week, and she will be informing you Friday morning what that special is.
Okay.
I'm assuming somebody's going to be here Friday morning, right?
Oh, no. We're not going to be here Friday morning.
Nobody's going to be here?
Nobody's going to be here
Okay.
Friday morning. So maybe you could come by Wednesday morning. No chance at all.
Well, that's tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
So we're going to have a special on black and tan animals on
black and tan?
Friday, and it'll be a little bit more discounted fee for that. How's that?
Okay, I like that.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's Friday.
Yes,
okay,
that's
just
Friday.
And just to tell everybody what's going on here is that for the first time in 6 years, we're going to give it our people off Thursday and Friday this week.
People are going to say you're soft.
No. They're going to say, isn't it nice to be thinking about their employees here so they can have a Thursday and Friday off?
After 6 years.
After 6 years, since most of the time. You know what? We've been here on Thanksgiving Day. We've been here the day after Thanksgiving.
No, that's good.
Yeah, so we're doing that, and we're going to be replaying the show. Not this one, because I am just totally in the trunk on this one. But another show where I was actually, right there.
You were articulate and everything.
Yeah, everything. Okay, you know what? It says 200 dogs and cats in homes. That was last year. Now, we want 300 dogs and cats in the homes.
Correct.
How are we doing so far?
Yeah, so we're just about halfway right now.
Okay, so we got time.
We do have time, yeah, but we need to pick up the pace a little bit. Spencer is going to be driving up some animals to Southern Oregon today. I know it's not a great day for weather, but he's going to be driving them up there for
maybe
rescue.
A little snow
so
up
those
there,
will
yeah.
those will count. Yeah, he's getting chains and stuff before Good. He heads on up, but he's got quite a few dogs that are going to go up there, and they're going to go to a couple different rescues, actually, which is great. And I'm really happy. He really worked it out. We have a new rescue up there. We have six dogs that came in who have not been socialized at all, and they are scared out of their minds in the kennels. And we've been working with them, and they're still having a really rough time. And this rescue said, we'll take them, all six of them. And we said, you really?
Oh,
think
is that great?
We specialize in that. We'd love to do it. They're They're kind of a cattle dog mix.
Did you give away that Siamese cat from last Friday?
You know what?
I tell you what.
I think so.
I am still. Yeah. Linda and I were just. Oh, I mean, if we were going to get a cat, that was the cat.
It was Simon, right? Yeah.
Simon, the Siamese. It was absolutely white with the sooty paws and the tail and the ears and the little mouth and bright blue eyes.
But we have quite a few kittens down there. I think he was adopted because I don't remember seeing him yesterday, but he may
there you go. There goes Simon. So you bring him in. And the kittens. I had a dream last night. There was kittens around the house.
Oh, then you need to come adopt one. What
that,
meant.
That was a strange
dream. Elk Killer really wants a kitten.
Ooh, Elk Killer's having a good time with me. Okay, so we need 300 by December 31st.
Yes.
And we're going to do it. Last year, you just wanted to do 200, and you did well over that.
Yeah, we did. That's why we set that.
Where do all the people come from to get these animals? They come from all over?
Yeah, they do. We get people coming from all over. We have great pictures. Spencer takes a lot of our pictures. We have some volunteers that take pictures and videos as well. So I think the social media has really helped out a lot. Our Facebook, like us on Facebook. Our Facebook has some great pictures on there. And then also, you know, we post on Pet Finder and Adopt a Pet. And so we get out a lot more pictures. And so because of that, we're able to do that. And then the stories and the videos that we have on Facebook now really help, you know, show the personalities of these pets. So I think that draws people,
you see
too.
Dogs smiling when, and when they've been picked up for their forever home. I mean, they are really happy. Hey, you know what? That's Second Tuesday Club. Then I want to come back to Giving Tuesday.
Yeah.
But, Second Tuesday Club, Jersey Mike's.
Yeah, Jersey Mike's. Let's talk about Jersey Mike's.
Did you know in the last year and a half they've given over $17,000?
Yeah, it doesn't surprise
good
me.
Causes in
that doesn't
Reading.
Surprise me at all. They're fantastic.
$17,000. Yeah. A lot of them are veterans organizations, but then also, you know, like you all, Haven Humane, they are just so supportive. And that doesn't count the stuff they do through Carl's Jr. And there's a lot of stuff they do there. They just don't talk about it. But and they don't even talk about Jersey Mike's. I do, though.
Great sandwiches, and they give back to the community. You can't beat it.
Okay, so you go there on the Second Tuesday Club lunch on December 8th, and while you're out doing your Christmas shopping, stop in for lunch, and a portion of the proceeds go to Haven's Animals.
Yeah, and again, that's lunch, not dinner. This is a little bit different this year, and we did it last year as well at Jersey Mike's, so it's a lunch, not a dinner for the Second Tuesday in December this year.
Yeah. So, that, you know what, and not only that, you get a great sub.
Yeah.
You know what, here's the thing I like about it. Is they use fresh like lettuce, and it's, you know, lettuce, they get it out, they chop it, and they put it back in. I mean, it's only touched three times.
Yeah, they slice the meat right there and the cheese right there for you when you do it. Yeah, the sandwiches are fantastic.
Okay. The volunteer orientation?
We won't have any volunteer orientations right now, so that's scheduled for December. I'm going to be talking to Wendell about that, but if you're out of school for that, you've got some time off, you want to come in, please give us a call. Give Wendell a call at 241-1653. Ask for Wendell, our volunteer coordinator, and talk to him, and he'll tell you when the next class is going to be. We really love our volunteers. Our volunteers really save lives and help us out immensely. So we want to encourage people to come in, and I know that the holidays is kind of a time when people do have some time. So give Wendell a call. Talk to him. We'll see if we can set something up.
Okay. The volunteers are such a, you know, such a, I like to think of maybe in the heart of you all are running. You guys are the pros, right? You guys are the pros. You're like the regular. You're like the regular Air Force. You're the pros. No. You keep the machines going, all that, and they come in like National Guard, you know, or reserves. But they're the ones that come in that come in and win wars, you know, because there's not enough of us to keep winning all the wars. So you need those people. So I like to think of as you all as the pros that, you know, you're keeping it going, you got the ideas, you're moving it forward, and then these volunteers come in and just piece out all of the help you need.
Yeah, our volunteers are amazing. They do so many things for us. They walk the dogs, and you don't think it's a big thing, but it really, really is a huge thing. They're doing play groups where we have multiple dogs in the yard at a time playing, which is something that's not really widespread in sheltering yet, but it's a new trend,
which is great.
It's fantastic. But they do other stuff too. They help in all different areas in the clinic with licensing. Right now, they're building a phenomenal float for the Christmas parade. So if you're going to the Christmas parade, which is December 5th, look for the Haven float. We're going to have a couple rigs in it. We're going to have our big adoption vehicle leading a float that our volunteers are making. It's fantastic, and we're going to have some dogs out there walking with volunteers. So Haven will be in the Christmas parade. And I believe
they're going to have little lights on them, like
oh yeah,
like little lights like last time.
Yeah, but this time we've got a full. We have a trailer that we're putting together a full float, so it's going to be really.
Yeah,
it's going to be really cool. We'll be pulling it. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was thinking about getting my my three axle day cab, big tractor into the parade and pulling something.
If you haven't registered, it's kind of late, but yeah.
Okay. All right. Hey, I'm here with Mark Story and Diane Herner, who is the director of development for Haven Humane, who hasn't said anything. So when we get back, we're going to talk to you. You know, there's a lot of things going on during the season, and we can't forget our furry friends, our little fur babies. And there's so much going on, and you know, and it's time to bring home. You can bring home something that just will give you so much pleasure in your life. You know, some of these animals. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
45 years, the Reading Civic Auditorium has been an important resource in the North State for entertainment, fundraising events, trade shows, and conferences. In the past 3 years, over $1 million have been put back into this iconic structure. We invite you to be a part of the Civic's revitalization by becoming a member. We think you'll love the benefits, and your support will help to sustain its revitalization and strong community connection. Visit ReadingCivic.com or the box office to become a Reading Civic member.
Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista here. We'd like to thank our local community for making 2015 our best year yet. Your continued patronage supports 20 local jobs, and when you shop at Mighty Fine, your money stays in your community the way it should be. Daily deli specials under $5, a different hot soup served daily, groceries, meat, produce, and over 1,000 cold drinks. Mighty Fine Foods is your locally owned and operated neighborhood grocer. Mighty Fine, 299 in Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista.
The weather outside is frightful, but the wine over on the west side is delightful. Westside Wine at 1872 Buenaventura is your new hotspot for holiday cheer. Whether you are a wine newbie or you really know your vintages, the wine educators at Westside Wine can help you find that perfect bottle. From beautiful Bordeaux to crisp Chardonnays, their rare boutique finds will surely delight you. Westside Wines wishes you a sparkling Christmas.
It's Lady Bot and the Bluebirds December 3rd at Elements Lounge inside Wind River Resort and Casino. Join us as we celebrate the holidays with our favorite jazz standards and Christmas songs, starring Pat Karch on keyboards, Bobby Viramontes on drums, Bruce Kalin on bass, and my very special guest, Lou White on sax and flute. That's Romance on the River from 7 to 9 p.m. Dine, dance, enjoy friends, music, and more. December 3rd. Call 243-3377 for reservations. See you there.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Lindebaugh. Good morning. It is 8:33 in the morning. Quickly heading to 9 o'clock here as we get close to Thanksgiving. Bob, give me that little guffle sound again.
Do I have to?
Yes. Okay, there you go. Now, when you hear the gobble sound, you call Haven Humane right away and see if they've got a free turkey down there for you to adopt for a few days. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. You know, man's last stronghold. Take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for seniors and veterans. Veteran-owned store right there. Outstanding service. And, you know, really good guys down there. Have a good time. Hey, going down further down to Athens Avenue right there, and you see the Classic Cafe with Millie and Kathy. It's like a mini museum there with all the photos of everybody that served up on the walls. You come in, get a big hug from Millie and Kathy, and they have SOS. Yes. SOS. Stuff on a shingle. It's absolutely fabulous. You know, it's, you know, you eat it in the morning and it stays with you all day.
I've had that at a fundraiser that Millie and Kathy have put on, and it's really not bad. A steady diet, no, it might be a bit much.
Might be a bit much. But, you know, here's the thing about it. They are always there for fundraisers for veterans and all that. And just giving you a heads up, there's going to be a fundraiser for Millie and Kathy here in January. So keep that day open, and as we get more into it, we'll tell you the exact day and time. But it's fundraiser for the Classic Cafe. I'm here with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane, and their Director of Development, Diane Herner. And good morning, Diane.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm just peachy. Giving Tuesday. What exactly is Giving Tuesday?
Giving Tuesday is the Tuesday following Thanksgiving. We have Black Friday. We have Cyber Monday. And now we have a National Giving Tuesday. And it's a day for the community to give back to their nonprofits. The Shasta Regional Community Foundation has brought the nonprofits of the area together, and they have a platform where citizens can go online and donate. And it's from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Tuesday, 12 hours, and 12 hours only. And the reason why, if you want to give to Haven Humane before the end of the year, that this day is the day to give is because we have incentive funds. So whatever the percent of the total of the giving that day, we will get that percent back from a $75,000 fund donated by the Nodell Family Endowment Fund.
Wow. So did you just say that? Tell me that one more time about the Nodell Family Fund.
Well, they've given $75,000 to the nonprofits for this challenge on Giving Tuesday.
Just so that one family.
That endowment.
Or that one endowment fund.
Yep. And so
you get your piece out of that.
You get your piece out of that. Whatever the percent of the total is, we will get that percent back.
Wow.
Plus, there's more.
They have
five challenges.
Okay.
And if we hit any or all of these challenges, we could win $1,500 for each challenge. Do you want to know what those are?
I do.
I know you're curious.
I am.
So, first donation at 6 a.m. gets $1,500. The last donation at 6 p.m. gets $1,500 to the nonprofit that you're giving to.
Okay, let me ask a question then for that. Okay, so I'm sitting here poised at 6 a.m. My little finger, everything's already plugged into it. The only thing I have to do is push.
Yep.
What if I'm a microsecond behind somebody else?
Then you're second.
You lose.
And you lose.
It's like losing
that
eBay
challenge.
Auction.
That's why we need everybody that loves animals helping us out on Giving Tuesday. But we have other challenges we could win.
Okay.
We could be the last donation. We'll win $1,500. The most dollars raised, win $1,500. Most individual donors, have to be individual donors, can't be the same donor going over and over again. And then there is also a random draw.
Now, is there a limit on how much you can donate?
There's a limit? No, there's no limit, but there is a minimum.
A minimum, that's what I meant, a minimum.
There is a minimum of a $10 donation.
Oh, okay.
So that's pretty easy to do, a $10 donation. And there is no maximum for you.
There's no maximum, though.
No, so I expect to see your name on that list.
You will.
Absolutely.
Well, I don't know. You kind of toughened it up when you said there was a $10 minimum. But it is Christmas. It's for Haven Humane. You know, I am going to do that. But you know what? May I just say this, is that you're like the 15th person that's come in here talking about this day. I think it's a great day, and I think it's really super. And so it's a good time to be able to put it in there and help.
Well, can I tell you how you can make your donation?
Absolutely.
Okay, you can go to havenhumane.org. We do have a button right in the front. You can click on that. takes you to our link. Or you can go to northstategives.org. Or if you don't have a computer, you could go to the Shasta Regional Community Foundation, and which is on Arboretum Drive, and they are going to have a kiosk set up that day where you can drive up, you can do your donation, and the first 100 people to donate at the site will get a Dutch Bros drink card.
And a free kitty.
No.
No. Okay. I just thought I'd help. You know, that goes kind of goes along with getting 300 adopted.
Yeah, no.
No, okay. You know, he's such a wet blanket at times. You know, when I've got all these great ideas, like giving away kitties for these things. And, like, for you know what? Halloween, he would not let me take kittens to give away at things.
At the door?
At Halloween. Yeah, when little kids come up. Trick or treat,
that.
And you, I would drop a kitten in there, and a little bag of kibbles. They didn't think that was a good idea either.
Now, would that be considered a trick or a treat?
That's what they say, trick or treat. So, anyway, okay. So there's like five or six different ways you can give.
Well, there's five different incentives that we can win. There's a couple different ways you can give, but it all has to be online. Only donations online with those 12 hours will count toward those incentives.
Okay. Well, this is. Has anybody ever done this before?
I'm not. I think Shasta Regional Community Foundation. This is the first time that they've put it together like this so well for everyone. They've been working really hard. So
okay. Shasta Regional doesn't surprise me a bit. Those guys are out there for everybody in our community. Okay, so because I nobody has approached me about this ever before until this year. That's why I can usually tell, because if people have fundraisers and all that, they trust me, they come through here. So I know there's a number. Know there everybody out there that's in a in a 501 type thing is that they're all pushing for this too. Well, that's good, but as you know, Haven Humane has a special spot in our heart. So okay. Any last information on that one?
So please, just give where you live. Give to Haven Humane on Tuesday, December 1st.
Give where you live.
Give where you live.
I like
absolutely.
That.
I should write that down.
Give where you
it's
live.
It's important.
I like that. Okay. Thanks, Diane.
Thank you.
Okay. Dog licensing?
Yeah, so we put up our 2016 clinic schedule. So we do our licensing clinics throughout the community. And so that 2016 schedule is now on our website, so if you want to look that up, if you know your dog's coming due on a license and rabies vaccination in a few months, then go ahead and plan ahead. We've got all those clinics set up now, and they're all throughout the county.
That's great. Now, you're not going to be there this Thursday.
No. We are closed for Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's, and the clinic, our spay-neuter clinic, will be closed this Friday. It will also be closed the 24th and the 31st. But we will be open the 24th and the 31st and this Friday, but the clinic will be closed. So the shelter will be open, adoptions will be open, but the clinic will be closed.
Okay. Very clear. We would close Thanksgiving Day and the day after for the clinic, the afternoon of December 15th for our staff meetings, and close Christmas Day and New Year's Day. Clinic closed days before.
Right, yeah, and we will be closed. Yeah, we'll be closing at 1 o'clock on the 15th. So we'll be open from 8:30 till 1 for regular shelter operations, and we will be only open for a couple hours for adoptions.
How many people do you turn down for adoptions, would you say, just a ballpark figure?
A very low percentage.
Okay.
Yeah, mostly if we turn somebody down for adoptions, it's usually just because I think the biggest thing we would turn somebody down for adoptions is that if we call and verify with the property management, they can't have pets. That would probably be the biggest one that we would turn down for, because we do check on that if they don't own their property.
Okay. All right. Cool. Is there, you know, do you go through the kennels, Diane?
Yes, I do.
So how do you handle that? You okay with that?
Well, I get to see them every day.
Yeah.
So they're like in my backyard every day.
Do you ever look at them and go, well, why isn't this one adopted?
Yes, I do, often.
That must be very, very frustrating for you when you see just an outstanding animal there, and for some reason, it's not chosen. Do you ever think about that? Do you think of different ways you can get that animal out and show them more? And because it's such an outstanding animal.
Yeah, I mean every day, and every staff member, without exception, thinks those thoughts every single day. And we have nothing but outstanding animals. Some are better for other circumstances than others. But, there's not a day that goes by that we don't see something come through the door and we're just wondering, how did this dog or cat or goat or horse get out, and why is the owner not looking for it?
That would be strange. Is, you know, if a dog walks in and it's just in great shape and it's trained and all those things, then how you could and how come they're not out there?
That happens all the time.
I'm looking at your dogs you got out there and cats. Okay, now if you have a dog that tests positive for heartworm, mm-hmm. you treat them right there.
We don't treat them. Well, we do treat them, but we have to get the money for them because it's not cheap. Heartworm is very expensive, and we have some amazing
$200. It says,
yeah, we have some amazing donors that have donated to help out with heartworm treatment of many, many animals. We're working on getting money for Sugar so we can get her treated as well. That's the picture you're looking at. Another dog that we can't understand why the dog came up stray. I highly doubt that they knew she had heartworm, but we test for heartworm with our dogs when they get adopted, and if they come out positive, then we offer heartworm treatment to the adopters at a very discounted fee, and if they're not able to do it, then we try and raise the money and we treat them. But yes, we treat almost all of our heartworm dogs now, which is something that we haven't always done. And so thanks to our donors and our supporters, we're able to do that now. We save many, many of them most of them with heartworm.
Super. Okay, here we're going to take a quick break. Mark Story, Diane Herner from Haven Humane on our monthly show. And it's getting ready to be, you're going to have a big giveaway. This not giveaway, but a big, it's not sale. But the cost is going to be very reduced for adopting animals this week, and especially on Friday, for Black Friday with Black and Tans. We'll be right back.
Who doesn't love Dickens' classic story, A Christmas Carol? Christmas isn't the same without its fascinating tale of spirits, adventure, greed, and, of course, Ebenezer Scrooge.
Join us this holiday season for the Reading Civic Repertory's magical debut of Christmas Carol, A Love Story.
Fabiano Altamura's new adaptation will have it all, from gorgeous sets to spooky spirits and music that will have you dancing the humbug.
Will Ebenezer Scrooge get what he deserves, or will the miser choose a different path? Come and find out on December 19th and 20th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Get tickets at the Reading Civic Auditorium's box office. Call 229-0022 or at readingcivic.com.
Brought to you by Meeks Lumber, Zimmer Construction, Hudson Entertainment, and Hilltop Medical Clinic. Don't miss this Christmas spectacular. Christmas Carol, A Love Story, December 19th and 20th, 2 p.m. and 7 p.m. at the Reading Civic Auditorium.
Orchard Nutrition Center's creed is their promise, to offer only the highest quality products that follow strict manufacturing guidelines, because you deserve to live life to the fullest. Since 1982, Orchard Nutrition has always believed that we are all in it together, because the food you eat is a lot more than just a daily activity. The things you consume affect every aspect of your life. Orchard Nutrition Center hosts many exciting educational events throughout the year, including seminars each month featuring experts who present the latest information on a variety of health and nutritional topics. The main focus is on helping you understand how your body works and how to live healthy. These seminars are a great way to learn interesting information in person, and there's always an opportunity to ask questions and really get clarification from the experts. Bring your friends and family. Reservations are not required, but seating is limited. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook for seminar schedules, speakers, and topics. Orchard Nutrition Center, your friendly, local Whole Foods store.
Culture of compassionate, patient-centered quality healthcare is our mission at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Providing superior clinical excellence across a wide array of specialties is why Shasta Regional is ranked as one of America's top 100 hospitals for the second year in a row, and named again as a top 50 cardiovascular hospital. We are proud to be recognized as a leader for quality care and patient outcomes.
and for our commitment to treating people well in our community. Taking a kinder, more gentle approach to wellness is an important part of healthcare. We strive to make minimally invasive diagnostic and treatment decisions whenever possible, helping patients receive the best care available, resulting in quicker recovery and a rapid return to normal activities. At Shasta Regional, our physicians, nurses, and staff emphasize treating the whole person and not simply the ailment, resulting in the highest level of care. We know medical care can change the body, but treating people well can change lives.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. It is 10 minutes till 9 o'clock here on the 24th of November. My goodness, it's getting close to the day where you have go into your little tryptophan coma and you can go on out and...
I got 32 pounds of turkey to smoke starting tomorrow night.
Wow. When you say smoke, you don't mean the...
The getting the rolling papers to stay lit's a problem. No, this is... We cut them up and put them in a big charcoal smoker with lots of mesquite and hickory and apple.
No Maui Wowie in there?
No.
Okay, just making sure. Okay, speaking of, we were just talking about Friday being one of those days that could be a messy day in the world. But worldwide travel alert from the State Department. The JV team has obviously moved up to the big leagues here. So just be aware of that if you're traveling overseas. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur. Okay, on Friday, he is having the largest selection of 22 ammunition that you're going to find anywhere at just absolutely fabulous prices. A lot of people couldn't even buy 22 ammunition before. Now he's got it. He's been working on it for weeks. And I went back to the storeroom and looked at it. He's just got stacks of this. And you're going out and be able to buy a brick of ammunition for a change instead of just two boxes. So Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, plus, of course, a full selection of guns for you, whether it be long guns or pistols, rangefinders, optics, gun cases, reloading equipment. He has it all right there at Bastiani Arms, plus gunsmiths. He also can teach concealed carry weapons, concealed carry, and also hunter safety. All of this one-stop shopping, Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur. Give him a call at 222-8222. Okay. Diane Herner, Development Director out there at Haven Humane, and Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane. We've talked about so far is that community challenge for the holidays for 300. We want to get 300 dogs and cats. That Giving Tuesday, December 1st, and you can get into that and give money to our friends down at Haven Humane. Plus, if they win, there's five different little sprint cups there. That if you win that, you get $1,500 more. First or second Tuesday club at Jersey Mike's at Hilltop. And Browning is hosting a second Tuesday club lunch, and we have nothing but great things about, say, Jersey Mike's. They give so much to our community. No orientation for volunteers in December. Next one's going to be January 2nd at 10 a.m. Dog licensing. They've published the 2016 schedule for dog licensing clinics in our website up there all over. They're going to be closed Thanksgiving Day and the day after for the clinic. Just for the clinic, the adoption area will be open. The afternoon of December 15th for our staff meeting. Is that where y'all wear funny hats and okay. And close Christmas Day and New Year's Day. Clinic closed the days before, not the days after. Okay. Shelter a pet. I love that.
Sponsor a pet?
Yeah.
Sponsor a pet. Yeah, so there's all kinds of other ways you can donate.
Starts with an S.
A lot of people can't adopt because they have too many animals, which are the people that... we like the best, but there's some people that can't adopt because they're not able to have an animal. Maybe they don't have the time. Maybe they don't have a home where they're allowed to have them. So they want to sponsor a pet. And so they'll sponsor a pet, and they can come in and they can pick an animal that they see. And you know what, Carl, it fits kind of what we were talking about. It'll be an animal that you look at and you say, how did this animal not get adopted yet? How is this animal still here? Why did an owner not come in for it? And you can put some money towards the adoption fee on that and encourage somebody else to do it who may not have the money to adopt it at the time, but can take care of it, which is one of the things that we check in the application.
And that's good. Plus the fact, you know, I think people need to know, too, is that you all provide food for animals out there. I mean, it's not free, but it's right. at very low cost.
We have a feeding program for people that are in need, and it's just to get them through the month. It's not supposed to be a regular monthly thing, and so that feeding program helps out with people that are in need. We also use that feeding program to help out when we do the Project Healthy Community. We gave out 250 bags of food this year on Project Healthy Community to people that needed that. So all of that money, and we do charge a small amount. It's $3 for a big bag of food, and whenever we get that $3, that goes right back into our food bank. So that money goes to feed stuff like Project Healthy Community and help out with that and help out when people need that little extra help. And during the holidays, I know that that might be an issue. So, you know, if you do need that, that's fine. But, you know, we do keep that for people that are really in need for that. But there's other ways you can donate. Misty Lee Fund. Misty Lee Fund is amazing. So the Misty Lee Fund is our medical fund. And that's where we get the donations for stuff like treating heartworm, treating dogs with hurt legs, cats with hurt legs. We have spent a lot of money. We spend roughly, it's anywhere from $10,000 to $20,000 a year on animals that don't have any owners on medical, and that comes from the Misty Lee Fund. And so if people didn't donate to that, we wouldn't be able to treat these animals like we do, just because the costs are so high. But thanks to that, we are able to do that, which is fantastic.
Isn't it interesting how the treatment of animals is, I mean, the cost of it?
Oh, it's astronomical, and the biggest reason
is, why do you think that is?
It's the pharmaceuticals.
Is that what it is?
It's the drugs and how expensive the drugs have become.
Because a lot of them are people drugs.
Yeah,
Use, they just put them into like dog or horse level sizes.
And, well, and people drugs have gone through the roof over the last few years too. So that's
Don't even get me started on that about that guy that bought that, you know, the pharmaceutical firm raised the cost from $7 to $700. You know what? Somebody should take him out. I don't mean take him out, kill him. I mean just take him out and just thrash him. Bend him over their knee and just thrash him. Because that's just, you know, but I did hear that another company came up with a generic drug exactly the same, back down to $7.
Yeah, so, and that's what they need to do.
Yeah. You know, what we did was, and we really, really made me feel good, is that we have a little plaque, a kennel plaque in there.
You do?
For a dog kennel, on it, and it says Hoover Farm, and we have Snooki's name on it, too, as opposed to Elk Killer. I lost that debate. On there, and you can kind of adopt that kennel right there.
Yeah, and we have quite a few left. We have $250 for a dog kennel, and $150 for a cat condo.
What a great present for a family. Okay, you know what we run into, and I don't know if you run into this, but we've got older, you know, nieces and nephews, mm-hmm. you know, and what are you going to get these kids? So what we do is we buy things, and like this is a donation to Haven Humane. This is a donation to these kind of things. So probably, you know, donating for the Misty Lee donations because they all like animals, you know, to help animals. And, you know, something in their name on this. You know, the first year we did it, it was like, I mean, you can't imagine the sadness on their faces that they weren't going to get some kind of cash.
So you're saying that Diane can expect a cat condo plaque for the nieces and nephews? Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah. Okay. Absolutely.
There you go.
Awesome.
We will, not for every one of them.
No.
But it's, you know, and their name, a cat kennel plaque, or just, you know, a donation to Misty Lee, you know, like that for people in that. And they, you know, it would be, it's nice when you think about it that you're doing something for people, and it's a giving thing. And the first year, they weren't real happy, but frankly, I could give a damn. But the next year, they understood because they got older.
Right.
And now they're all in their 20s. Yeah. They all got jobs and all this. And, they're doing that kind of stuff, you know.
And I want to say something, too. I want to say, you know, we talked about a lot of stuff today. We talked about volunteering. We talked about Giving Tuesday, the community challenge, you know, a lot of stuff and different ways to give the organization. But I think I want to say something that is not on our program topics today. You know, thanks to all of this, thanks to this amazing community, thanks to Carl, you and Linda, and the amazing media support that we've had in our social network and everything, we are on track this year to have saved more lives than ever before in the history of Haven Humane Society. And we can't do that by ourselves, and so it takes a community.
Fantastic.
So I want to thank everybody for all of the donations, all of the support, all the social networking, all the volunteering, because we are saving more lives than we ever have before. And we plan on breaking that record next year again as well. Continue to do so until there's no more homeless pets in the North State.
Super. I would love that. I think that's great. And, you know, as long as we're putting it out, I'm going to put a challenge out. I don't usually do this to people. But in our lobby right now, we have two boxes in there. One's for food to help people during the season, and one is for toys, for Toys for Tots. I'd like to challenge our listeners to come in here and fill those boxes up for me. I'd like you to bring in food for the one box and bring in toys, you know, $10, unwrapped toys, you know, $10 and under or whatever you want to bring, and bring it in here and fill this thing up because this is going to be a tough year for a lot of people. So not only do I challenge you all to help Haven Humane, but also help our humans in need too. All right, thank you so much, Diane, Mark, for being here with us. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys, and this whole place is filled with good guys today. We'll be right back tomorrow. Have a great day.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
This hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Russian President Putin promising significant consequences for Turkey's shootdown of a Russian warplane. The BBC's Cillan Garrett is in Istanbul.
The Turkish military has issued a statement saying two of its fighter jets warned the plane 10 times within 5 minutes before taking the decision to shoot it down. The military says the plane was violating Turkish airspace, a claim denied by the Russian government.
The two pilots parachuted from the plane. Their fate is not clear, although one rebel commander claims that both were killed by rebel forces. International security expert Michael Clark notes it's not the first time that Russian aircraft have allegedly violated Turkish airspace.
It was only a matter of time before this happened. The event itself is not as tragic as the consequences of it are dangerous. And so a lot will depend on the next 48 hours, the way in which Turkey and NATO react and the sort of statements